You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
You came down to Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to InfoWars, broadcasting live from the heart of Texas. Deep behind enemy lines, folks. They're at it again. Oh, yes, they are. They're manufacturing crises to justify their imposition of a global control grid. They are working very hard to implement their Mark of the Beast command and control paradigm. They are attempting with every breath in their body to enslave all of humanity underneath their technocratic, unquestionable, and permanent global governance system. That's the bad news. The good news is we are aware. We are writing like modern Paul Revere's to tell you they are coming and you better be prepared. We are helping to inspire and now riding the rising tide of human awareness across the globe. It's a very good thing to see. It's a very inspiring thing to see. And today's program should be a good one. We have ridiculous nonsense on one hand and heroic patriotism on the other. We've got stories, of course, about Afghanistan will be our number one story today. We'll also be talking about the goings-on in Australia, where the true depth and breadth of the New World Order tyranny is on full display, and the despotism is horrific. We're showing you all sorts of great videos, taking your calls as well, and, of course, covering all of the just insane top stories of the day, all of that and more still to come. But I want to begin with this classic little rant by our very own Alex Jones explaining the paradigm that rules this earth and always have, and, well, it always will. Here's Alex Jones on the Joe Rogan program for his first appearance several years ago with a sentiment that is as powerful now as it ever was. Alex Jones, the big decision that humanity's got before us. Here it is.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, but the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated. As good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it. Oh, there's at least 12 dimensions. Computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. There's this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things is what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up in the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war to destroy humanity because humanity has free will and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. They wanted to build a giant artificial system, and Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed. The devil, whatever you want to call it, this interdimensional thing that gives them advanced off-world technology. This is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species. That's the big decision that humanity has got before us.
It's true. It's a choice. It's a choice that we make. Do we continue on the path of glory towards humans' infinite possibilities, or do we succumb and collapse into the quagmire, chaos, and pure destruction of global tyranny? The choice is yours. Hopefully you'll make the right decision. We'll be back on the other side with your Daily Dispatch. Don't go anywhere, folks.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago. It became a bestseller within 6 months. And now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. Very big show we have for you today. Lots of incredible stories, lots of incredible videos, and so much more. Your phone calls, of course. Well, let's begin, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks. Your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, August 19th, 2021. The fallout from the collapse of Afghanistan continues to accelerate. Afghanistan evacuation chaos continues at Kabul airport. Westerners and Afghan visa holders are facing fresh hell at Kabul airport today as they try to flee Afghanistan. Expats are saying they cannot reach checkpoints to get into the airfield because terrified locals are blocking them. Britons, Norwegians, Australians, and Canadians all said their way out of the country was blocked by crowds of Afghan refugees and Taliban guards who dished out beatings and whippings seemingly at random. Paul Farthing, a British ex-Marine, said getting a flight is a lottery and rubbished claims that the Taliban are letting people through the checkpoint, saying he cannot even get to the checkpoint. Flights are leaving the airport today. U.S. and U.K. officials insisted with more than 2,000 people due to fly out. Again, just continues to be a total catastrophe there with many of our own people who we sent over there not able to escape and now in the crosshairs of the Taliban while our government scrambles to make sure the Taliban respect women's rights and that the refugees get priority over you, the people we sent over there. Mind-numbing stuff. Pentagon admits Taliban has billions in U.S. weapons. Biden has yet to speak to any world leaders since the fall of Kabul. Not spoken to a single other world leader. This, the president of the United States, during this global catastrophe, not speaking to any other leaders because, you know, he's so good at foreign policy, right? It's incredible. You know, Joe Biden is all of the things they said Trump was. Just straight up, all of them, all of them. You think Trump would not be talking to world leaders? He loves talking to world leaders. It's what he does all the time. That was his favorite thing. Diplomacy, right? Joe Biden's like, we'll have diplomacy. We'll definitely have diplomacy. And then he just like lights the match, throws it on the gasoline barrel, and locks himself inside. Incredible. Of course, he is speaking to the media, a very select, very pre-prepared, very congenial media. Stubborn Joe falls apart, snaps as interview with an interview as Afghanistan crisis worsens. This story from InfoWars.com. President Joe Biden continued to struggle with his response to the crisis in Afghanistan after days of hunkering down and seemingly waiting for the storm to blow over. We'll go over the videos of this interview a little bit later, but it's pretty absurd. His defense is, quote, that was 4 or 5 days ago. Yeah, that was 4 or 5 days ago. It's like, well, okay. A little piece of good news for you here. Joe Biden still has the intellectual capability of recognizing linear time. That is the highlight of the interview. Yes, Joe, it was 4 or 5 days ago. Good job. Good job. You know, it's like, you know, one of the main questions you ask to people to see if they have a head injury or dementia or something is to ask them who the current president is. I wonder what Biden's answer to that would be. It's like, do you know what year it is? He's like, Tuesday? Like, who is the president of the United States? And he's like, bah, he's a black guy. No, he's a black guy, young guy.
He doesn't like me very much. It's just sad. It honestly is just sad that there are literally people dying and being trapped in a now terrorist-controlled country because this old, incompetent, decrepit skeleton of a man is, or presumes to be, I should say, the president of the once greatest country in the history of the world. U.S. General Mark Milley says no intelligence suggested collapse within 11 days. I mean, I don't know who you're talking to. Maybe you're focused on the wrong stuff, Milley. Maybe you're focused a little too much on, you know, helping to orchestrate a coup of the former president and then turn all of his supporters into terrorists. Maybe you need to get your priorities straight. So there's nothing that I or anybody else saw that indicated a collapse of this Afghan army and this government in 11 days. Except for all the people telling you this would happen. I talked about this yesterday. These excuses, these claims, oh, we just didn't know. Oh, how could we ever have known? They would have been a lot more convincing if you didn't have hundreds of people at the very same time saying exactly what would happen. It's not that complicated. It's not that hard to understand. Nobody knew except for all the people saying that it would happen. Nobody knew except for the experts in the situation and casual observers like myself. But we knew somehow, but they didn't. They should be fired out of a cannon into the sun. Main Democrat on Taliban taking over U.S. embassy in Kabul. It's a building. It's just a building. Gee, what's wrong? It's just a building. All right, do the Capitol now. Representative Jared Golden, he offered his views on the Taliban takeover of the U.S. embassy in Kabul, telling the local radio station, it's a building. We don't have strong emotions about this building. It's just a building, after all. Just a building. It's like a house or a market. The United States Capitol, it's just a building that they're breaking into and taking over. Don't worry about it. Just wild. Just the marriage. The marriage. It's like one of these newfangled four-way marriages between like incompetence, deceit, greed, and hypocrisy. It's like they come together and they form the Megatron of America's destruction. Listen to this. This story is huge. Infowars.com. Instagram blocks critical comments of Biden through its disrespectful content filter. Instagram introduced a selection of new tools this year intended to assist users in protecting their accounts against harassment. However, the tool appears to be working to protect the Biden administration from some unwanted criticism. In response to President Biden's handling of the Afghan evacuation, Instagram invoked a comment censoring effort to protect him from disrespectful words. Mike Cernovich was the first to notice the censorship. It's like, yeah, this is totally not why these methods of control were implemented, right? No, it was to stop harassment. It was to stop racism. It just happens to accidentally also block dissent from the government. Oopsie daisy. Whoops. Unintended side effect, I guess. Probably one of the biggest stories of the day. And we'll dig down on that a little bit later in the program, but really important to understand that big tech companies are literally using AI to stop you from criticizing politicians while at the same time taking other politicians off of their platforms entirely. It's a complete farce. It is thought control. It's speech control. It's oppression. That's all this is. So we're under it now, just so you know. New South Wales Minister Victor Dominello announces he has Bell's palsy after viewers spotted startling feature. That's an interesting way of reporting this. Here's what I'll say at Daily Mail. The New South Wales Minister Dominello got Bell's palsy live on air. His face collapsed. Let's watch this video, actually. Clip number 9. Here is the Minister of New South Wales getting Bell's palsy on live television. Here it is.
I first begin by apologizing to all the businesses that did not receive their grants on time or did not receive.
You can see his left eye, like,
when they
twitching.
Should have expected phone calls. Service New South Wales and myself, we pride ourselves on providing great services to the people of our state. It's a service that we built up over 7 or 8 years
now. He's literally coming down with Bell's palsy as a adverse reaction to the vaccine live on air. Let's just really try to comprehend what's going on in Australia right now. You have an island country that is entirely locked down because of like 3 COVID cases. They are building camps, quarantine camps. We'll show you the letter in just a little bit. Isolation facilities. They're taking children away from their parents. They're taking 24,000 children and isolating them in a stadium without their parents so they can be injected without any oversight. They're forcing this vaccine mandate on every single one of their citizens while simultaneously their minister is on TV with his face collapsing in real time as a result of the vaccines that they are now mandating on the citizens. This is hell. This is dystopia, folks. This is incredible. It's wild that more people don't see exactly what's going on here. It's just,
so you gotta get your vaccine, folks. You gotta get your vaccine. The vaccine is mandatory. You will be taken to a camp. You will have your children taken away.
It's New World Order, folks. It's here to stay.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone. The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalists, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists and realize you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s. And then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, that you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus, and that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, continuing here on our daily dispatch, our daily journey to the chaotic nether regions of globalist schemes. A grim warning from Israel: vaccination blunts but does not defeat Delta. Israel has amongst the world's highest levels of vaccination for COVID-19, with 78% of those 12 and older fully vaccinated. I was kind of surprised by that. Not even 18 or older, not adults, no, but 78% 12 and older have been fully vaccinated in Israel. Yet the country is now logging one of the world's highest infection rates. I'm sorry, let me just read that again. 78% of those 12 and older are fully vaccinated, yet the country is now logging one of the world's highest infection rates. It's one of those statements that if you had a brain in your head, would make you start questioning things, make you start asking questions, would make you start pulling that little string and unraveling the quilt of deception that has been pulled over your eyes. Nearly 650 new cases daily per million people. More than half are fully vaccinated, underscoring the extraordinary transmissibility of the Delta variant and stoking concerns that the benefits of vaccination ebb over time. I'm so shocked and surprised, can you tell? Now, the effects of waning immunity may be beginning to show in Israelis vaccinated in early winter. People vaccinated in January had a 2.26 times greater risk for a breakthrough infection than those vaccinated in April. As of the 15th of August, 514 Israelis were hospitalized with severe or critical COVID-19, a 31% increase from just 4 days earlier. Of the 514, 59% were fully vaccinated. Of the vaccinated, 87 were 60 years or older, 87%. There are so many breakthrough infections that they dominate, and most of the hospital patients are actually vaccinated, said Uri Shalit, a bioinformatician. That's what I am. That's what you can call me. So, there you go. There you go. Case you ever needed any evidence whatsoever that none of this makes any sense at all, there it is. It's right there. We seem to have like a chart or something that just shows all of the lies of COVID, and we can just go through and knock them off one at a time. Here's an interesting story from InfoWars.com. 1.9 million Americans listed on secret terror watch list found on unsecure foreign server. Head of security research at a firm focused on cybersecurity and privacy online recently discovered a U.S. government terror watch list being hosted by a foreign IP address with no protection. The researcher, Volodymyr Bobdyachenko of Comparatech, explains that on July 19th, 2021, he found the list of 1.9 million Americans online without password protection or any other form of authentication. The watch list came from the Terrorist Screening Center, a multi-agent group administered by the FBI. The TSC maintains the country's no-fly list, which is a subset of the larger watch list. A typical record in the list contains a full name, citizenship, gender, date of birth, passport number, no-fly indicator, and more. It's supposed to be classified and should only be accessible by agents and officials who are authorized to conduct terrorist screenings in the course of their duties. But upon discovering the list, the cybersecurity experts contacted DHS and was thanked for his work. However, it took 3 weeks for the list to be removed from the foreign server it was being held on. The IP address of the database oddly came from the Middle Eastern country of Bahrain. Information related to the 1.9 million Americans found on the list contains their full names, their watch list ID, their citizenship, gender, date of birth, passport number, country of issuance, no-fly indicator, and more. Just incredible. Additional categories were listed as well, but they're unsure of what exactly it means. You can have a tag, nomination type, a selectee indicator were fields that were available. Unsure exactly what those mean. Expressing his concern about the list being in the wrong hands, the security head wrote, "This list could be used to oppress, harass, or persecute people on the list and their families." Yeah, that's what the list is for. That's why it exists. It doesn't need to be on an unsecure server for that to be the case. No, that's what it is. It's American citizens that are enemies of the government that are having restrictions placed on them for daring to question the dictates of our democracy, right? That's what this is. God, really, really wild stuff. It's like, yeah, I wonder, you know, it's like, I don't know, can we protest the fact that our deep state is so woefully incompetent that our terror watch list is just available for anybody to see and is being held on a server in Bahrain? But if we protest that, maybe then we go on the list. Maybe it's a sort of recursive type of oppression we're experiencing here. See, they messed up and then they clamp down on you. And then if you want to speak up against them clamping down on you, you're a terrorist and they'll clamp down on you even more. This is the feedback loop we find ourselves in. Now, if you're a viewer of this program, you may remember that I interviewed a man named Dan Schultz a little while ago who was promoting his idea of getting MAGA, you know, patriotic Americans into positions as precinct committeemen. Well, somebody was listening, and now, according to the Eight-Way Pundit, 50 new precinct committeemen have been sworn in all at once in Maricopa County. Back in June, the entire GOP board of Maricopa's County's legislative district in North Phoenix resigned. The old-timers did not like the idea of pro-Trump America First committeemen, so they resigned. Well, now, in an amazing show of patriotism, 50 new precinct committeemen were sworn in by State Senator Nancy Bardo. Their oath can be seen in a video on Gateway Pundit. In less than a month, under the new leadership of Joseph Abrahamson, this new chairman of LD-15 has added these committeemen and launched an impressive new website complete with a portal to inform and also attract more committeemen. So there you go. You can do it, folks. You can go and make a difference and become a committeeman in your county today. They're doing it in Maricopa County and perhaps saving the nation as they do. Very, very, very troubling stories here that again show where we're going in this brave new world. Washington Hospital is removing patients from the transplant list for being unvaccinated. The University of Washington Medical Center has kicked several patients off of their transplant waiting list for not being vaccinated, according to results. What that means is that they're killing these people. That's what this means. If you get kicked off of the transplant list, it means you're not going to get the organ that you need, meaning they are now killing people for not being vaccinated. That's not an understatement. This University of Washington Medical Center is now essentially just sentencing people to death for not being vaccinated, taking them off of the organ donor transplant list for not being vaccinated. So, you know, people there, they need a kidney, they need a lung, maybe they need a heart. And as they wait to get the incredibly precious transplant donor material, they've now been kicked off. Your name has been removed from the wait list at the University of Washington Medical Center. This was done as a follow-up to your recent conversation with providers regarding your heart transplant selection committee's concerns about compliance with COVID-19 related policies and recommendations. There you go. Someone who needs a heart transplant has now been denied, has been sentenced to death for not getting his vaccine. So I don't know. Now he's got nothing to lose, I guess. I wonder what he does. I wonder how he feels about this. I know how I'd feel about it. That's not the only one. Alabama doctor says his unvaccinated patients, that he won't see them anymore. There you go. If you don't get vaccinated, you will be resigned to death in this country. It's already happening. It's here.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139 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 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888 is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. See InfoWarsStore online. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. Very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not as your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns. We finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products. They're high quality and they fund the InfoWars. So thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. This sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. And they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, I'm going to spend a lot more time on this story a little bit later in the program. Alabama doctor tells his unvaccinated patients he won't see them anymore in an effort to promote COVID-19 vaccines. Yeah, see, it's an effort to promote COVID-19 vaccines by denying health care to those who are unvaccinated. We can promote a lot of things this way. We could promote fitness by denying health care to obese people. We could do all sorts of stuff by just denying people health care if they don't comply. What a great idea you have there. Again, I'll spend a lot of time on today's program really breaking down those two stories. Another just amazing development here that's just shocking. I'm so surprised and concerned at this. Voter fraud concerns. California city councilman and five others are now facing charges of election fraud. Following a June vote-by-mail runoff in which the councilman won re-election by one vote, Compton council member Isaac Galvin, 34, was charged with conspiracy to commit election fraud and attempted bribery with intent to influence a election. City News Services said he tried to bribe a registrar's office employee using concert tickets,
Los Angeles Times reported that employee and an election observer alerted authorities about Galvin, the report said. Voter fraud in America? I was guaranteed that that was literally impossible. Tiny... Oh God. From NewScientist.com, tiny human brain grown in lab has eye-like structures that see light. Small blobs of human brain grown in a dish have been coaxed into forming rudimentary eyes which respond to light by sending signals to the rest of the brain tissue. Pairs of the eye-like structures create tissues similar to those in real eyes, including a round lens, which normally focuses on an image, and a retina, a patch of tissue at the back of the eye that senses light. In a way, the brain tissue is seeing light, says this scientist. Just as horrific as it is disconcerting. Just weird, weird stuff. But I think that may be the closest scientists have ever gotten to, you know, mimicking God, I suppose. Like in this desperate attempt to prove that they're God and to somehow create life, all they do is just extract the seeds of life from already living things and then mutate and distort and pervert it and then act like they've made a discovery. Wow. Really incredible. Congratulations on inventing the black-eyed brain blob. You mad scientist psychopaths. Hey, speaking of psychopaths, Sacklers threatened to pull out of opioid settlement without broad legal immunity. A scion of the Sackler family, the billionaire owners of Purdue Pharma, vowed in court on Tuesday that the family would walk away from a $4.5 billion pledge to help communities nationwide that have been devastated by the opioid epidemic unless a judge grants it immunity from all current and future civil claims associated with the company. We're going to get into this a little bit more as well, but you know, like so many other things, you know, the Democrats, even the Republicans in many cases, more than willing to use the government for all sorts of inappropriate cases, right? They're happy, ready and willing to use the state's monopoly on force to persuade you and coerce you into behaving the way they want to. But when it comes to billionaires, it's like somehow it's just impossible to use the government against them. Somehow you have to do whatever they say. Whatever they say. So they get a settlement for $4.5 billion, you know, because they poisoned millions of people, because they actively and inappropriately prescribed addictive medicines to millions of Americans who in the ignorant, naive trust of their doctors were then enslaved in a life of dependency. Just one of the most horrific crimes America has ever experienced, and these slime bag billionaire worms actually have the temerity to say, well, we'll pay a little bit for, like, to make up for the things that we did, but, like, you can't prosecute us anymore ever. Like, all right, why don't you just send in the military, just take all their stuff, just take their bank accounts, just use the money that way. We don't need their cooperation. They killed tens of thousands of people. Let's just put them in a hole in the ground. Just let them live there. Take all their stuff and use it to help the people that they hurt. Is this that complicated? Is this that hard to figure out? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm a genius. Maybe I'm just, no one's ever thought of this before. Incredible stuff. This is kind of similar in a strange way. Twitter frog account successfully negotiates with Taliban to secure safety of Spanish diplomats after the government fails. Spanish Twitter account with a Apu frog avatar has successfully negotiated with the Taliban for fair and humane treatment of Spanish citizens at the nation's embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. The Spanish government had seemingly failed to establish a clear and open line of communication with the Taliban, inspiring the owner of the frog avatar account to take action. So this Taliban spokesperson tweeted out that this district had been completely conquered, and the random user with the account Panamac2 reached out and responded using Google Translate saying, "Hello, brother, please don't hurt the Spanish people at the embassy. We were forced in your country by America. We don't like them either." And they responded with respect to each other and actually sort of negotiated to leave the Spanish citizens alone in Kabul. It's just What is the government for again? Like, why do we have them? What are they here for? They can't keep billionaires in check, even when they kill hundreds of thousands of Americans, even when they poison an entire civilization. You know, the reason given by the people who, you know, conducted the census or the, you know, survey of this matter said that one of the primary reasons that the population of white Americans declined for the first time in the history of the country was a direct result of the opioid epidemic. Like, they're literally a genocidal organization that we just like are negotiating with. Okay. All right. Yeah, we're negotiating with them. Great. That's great. That's great. All right. Now let's finish out your Daily Dispatch with the meme of the day. Here we have a Arab man on the left saying, go cover your face when you go outside. Don't shake hands with anyone. Stay at home as much as you can. Only go outside when needed and with permission, I'll add. The girl says, and this will be to help spread the prevent of the coronavirus? What? Coronavirus? What? No. No. This is classic oppression. What am I doing? A Russian accent? I don't even know. I don't even know, but it's hilarious. Yeah, just cover your face. Don't shake hands with anybody. Don't interact with anybody. Stay at home. You can only leave with permission, but it's for your own good. No, it's not coronavirus measures. It's just classic religious oppression. Really incredible stuff. Wild. All right, I'm going to give out the phone number now. Give me a call, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. I haven't come up with a question of the day yet, so... until next segment, when I come up with a question of the day, it's going to be open lines. So go ahead and give us a call, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here at American Journal. Remember, folks, everything we do here is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And I'll be honest, I don't even know what sales we have right now because I'm pretty sure the last one ended yesterday. I haven't checked this morning. Let's find out together, shall we? InfoWarsStore.com. Where you go to buy incredible supplements like the ones that we take every single day here in American Journal. We have our vitamin C plus zinc. We've got our vitamin D3 gummies, and we've got our whole food multivitamin. These sit behind the desk and help get me through every single day. So it looks like the Boost Your Defenses sale is still on momentarily, but I doubt we'll get through the end of the show before that sale changes. So if you do want to take advantage of this incredible offer, 50% off some of our top-selling products that, again, they'll sell out even if we don't discount them, but people haven't tried them yet. They want to try them out. Some of these are new, and maybe you haven't had a chance to try them, or maybe you've been waiting a long time to get the toothpaste. Once again, well, it's all back, available now, and 50% off. And so not only will you get a fantastic supplement, it's a 360 win, meaning you're helping to take the info war to the next level, not maintain, not continue, not progress as we have, but to explode into the stratosphere, to conquer and expand, to grow and metastasize and become the cancer that destroys this decrepit, fallen system of the New World Order, to rise phoenix-like Americans out of the ashes.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share.
Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
I have gotten so many requests and so many complaints from listeners in the last 6+ months of where is the activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash? We only came out with it 1.5 years ago, became a bestseller within 6 months, and now because of the COVID lockdowns and the shutdowns and the supply chain, we haven't had it. Finally, it came back in, a limited supply. Believe me, I'm happy too. It's a great toothpaste and it funds the InfoWar. So if you want to get it and stock up on it because you were already a fan or if you haven't tried it, it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, discounted because of the COVID lockdown, because of the globalist siege on small businesses and companies in America. It's not been available for over 6 months, but now it's back in stock, and it's available in only 2 places, InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com. It is our activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash. So get your activated charcoal toothpaste, activated charcoal mouthwash with essential oils and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
Listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I gotta say, I'm once again flabbergasted at where to even begin to discussing today's news. What's happening in Australia is truly remarkable, truly incredible that they're actually trying to get away with this. And people are actually going along with it. Really unbelievable to see. I guess that's where we'll start, because we got a couple videos where we can show you that. But it's just wild. Oh man! All right, because I have so many good stories today, and we'll get to all of it. There's a forum for where you have to be a healthcare provider. You have to be either a doctor or a nurse or something equivalent in order to sign in. And they put out a question. They said, "What? How concerned are you about adverse events related to the vaccines?" And, well, thousands of healthcare providers responded, and their responses are exactly what you would expect if you're a viewer of InfoWars. We'll show you some of that a little bit later in the program. We'll be talking about so much to talk about. Let's just get into what's happening in Australia. Here's an official letter to a resident from the Department of Finance and Department of Premier and Cabinet in Australia. They say, "Dear resident, we are writing to advise you of an important project happening in Mickleham. The Australian government is working with the Victorian government to build an accommodation facility at Donnybrook Road that will be used for mandatory quarantine accommodations for the duration of the COVID-19 pandemic. The facility will be called the Centre for National Resilience, Melbourne, the centre where it opens. The centre will be an important feature of the public health response to COVID-19, and its primary purpose will be to enable strong infection prevention and control measures to ensure the health and safety of all Victorians. The centre's design will be informed by the public health and infection control experts, and it's modelled on the Centre for National Resilience Howard Springs, the quarantine centre operating in the Northern Territory, which is widely acknowledged as the safest and most functional design for quarantine in Australia." Translation, yes, we are building camps. Yes, you will be forcibly confined to them if you choose to disobey us. Yes, we will use physical force. Yes, we will take any measures necessary. Yes, protesting against this is in fact illegal.
I should just keep that clip on tap. Well, I don't even know what they're protesting. Well, they're protesting you. Well, that's illegal. Well, that's illegal. They need to stay home if they're going to protest me. They need to protest me silently in their own home. Just wild stuff. Let's go down to clip number 11. New South Wales warning issued to would-be protesters, stay home or face legal action.
To anybody planning to breach public health orders and attend an illegal mass gathering this weekend, our message is clear. Don't do it. We cannot underestimate how dangerous you will be putting the New South Wales community into. It's no coincidence in my mind that 3 weeks ago when we had a similar gathering, that has not been a contribution to the fact that we now have an increased number of cases across particularly Western Sydney.
Police have previously indicated that we are not opposed to free speech. We are absolutely opposed to a protest that potentially jeopardises the freedom of the vast majority of the community who continue to do the right thing. We also are absolutely opposed to a protest that allows people to gather and in doing so has the potential to risk the health and safety of the majority of the community. Police in monitoring that information have planned a significant police response for this Saturday. There will be in excess of 1,000 police officers available. That will consist of specialist resources as well as general duties police. And we will be very flexible. Whilst I'll go into further plans later in the week, can I say to those people who may be considering coming, rethink that idea.
I gotta admit, I really struggle with how to respond to this sort of stuff. Like, before COVID, there was at least a level of nuance to their deception where you had to like, pick stuff out and be like, see, this is what they're really saying here and this is what they're really saying here. But when they literally stand up there and just go, we're not against free speech at all, but it is illegal to protest and you cannot gather in groups of more than two and any discussions should be monitored for misinformation. It's like, do I need to explain that? Like, I don't know. If you can't see what's happening here, I don't know if there's anything I can say to you that will get it through your thick skull that none of this is for the reasons that they give. None of this makes any sense if it's not seen through a lens of this is a Kabbalistic, demonic, despotic, authoritarian, totalitarian takeover of the entire world. And Australia is the test grounds for this. And they'll use any ridiculous excuse they want, whether it's COVID or terrorism or whatever other grab bag useful word that they can throw on there to justify their destruction of your free speech. I don't know. The tagline of this show is like, it would be funny if it wasn't the end of the world, right? It would be funny if this wasn't tyranny, actual legitimate boots on the ground, knee on your neck tyranny for nothing. You've done nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with refusing to take an experimental inoculation. There's nothing wrong with wanting to go to the park. There's nothing wrong with wanting to live your life, regardless of what some bureaucratic petty tyrants have to say about it. But you're being treated as a criminal. You're being treated as a terrorist. You're being treated with all of the considerations of, you know, a mass murderer. Maybe less, right? So it's like, do I need to dissect this for you? We're not against free speech. But no, you cannot protest. Oh, do I need to pick this apart for you? They're lying to you. Yes, they are against free speech. No, it doesn't matter what you're protesting. Like, it's so obvious. It's so obvious what's going on here. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here except for just play you these clips and hope that you have a brain in your head that can, puzzle through basic logic. Let's go clip number 12. Police in Australia remove a man suspected of having COVID from his home for an indefinite stay at a COVID hospital. Clip 12.
Checking in on a positive case at Greystanes. Police in full PPE as they break the news to Gabriel Chalu. He's off to a health hotel.
I went and got tested for peace of mind. Didn't get a text message that I'm positive or negative. And about a week after, I've got police calling me, so I don't know, maybe it's a mix-up.
Confused but happy to comply, the concrete heads off for an indefinite stay.
All good?
Thank you.
Beautiful. You're right.
An indefinite stay. It's for however long they want to keep you there. Just however many tests that they can run on you to claim that you're sick. 97% false positives. Just horrific. Just continuing. Just not stopping anytime soon. There is at least one person in Australia speaking out against this. At least one. Now, there's a lot, but there's at least one who actually understands, you know, the depths of betrayal here and what is warranted. Let's go now to clip number 10, where we hear a heckler interrupt an Australian policeman with a very poignant phrase.
You're above 2.9. You're above 2.9. You're above 2.9.
Nuremberg 2.0.
Well, ladies and gents, thank you, Premier. Thanks, Minister.
Like, I know we're sick of sequels in this country, right? All we get are sequels and remakes, but I think it's time. I think it's time for the sequel to Nuremberg. Nuremberg 2, Electric Boogaloo. Nuremberg 2, Adventures in Malpractice. Right? Nuremberg 2, Bring the Nooses. Because that's the lawful punishment for violating the Nuremberg Code, which was signed by basically the entire international community. And they agreed to these strictures that are very basic and understandable and legitimate and good. You're not allowed to coerce people. You're not allowed to force people into medical experimentation. You're not allowed to do a litany, a number of things that our leadership is now engaged in doing. So it's time for Nuremberg 2.0. It's time to hold these people to account. It's time for Australians to stand up, Canadians to stand up, UK citizens to stand up, and Americans to stand up, fight back, say we're not going to take it anymore. And no, I'm just following orders is not going to cut it. No, it's the recommendation of the CDC. That's going to be the new Nuremberg watchword, right? The phrase came out of the Nuremberg trials was just following orders. The Nuremberg trial decided that's not good enough. Doesn't matter if you were just following orders. You pulled the trigger. You herded the people into the train. You closed the door of the gas chamber. It's your fault. You made that choice. Doesn't matter who ordered you to do it. That's what we decided in Nuremberg. Now the new one will be, it was the CDC's recommendations. I was just following CDC recommendations. Following CDC recommendations, it's not an excuse for violating international law. And you don't get away with it. That's what we need to be telling them. That's what we need to be holding them to account. If any Australians want to call in and tell us what they think or, you know, how they're feeling about this or what they're doing to stand up against it, now's the time, folks. Liberty or death, fight or die, come together or fall apart. I mean, now is the time. We don't have a month. We don't have a week. We don't have a year. Within a year, it's going to be one or the other. The decision time is now. The crucible is now. Make the decision, freedom or death.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the program. Let's stick on Australia for a little bit, going out to your phone calls in the very next segment. But let's hear now from one of the government officials in New South Wales about what you can be facing should you dare to oppose their pointless and medically illiterate dictates. Let's go now to clip number 17.
$5,000 for on the spot breach of home quarantine, $5,000 on the spot for lying on a permit, $5,000 on the spot fine for lying to a contact tracer, $3,000 on the spot fine for breaching the two-person exercise rule, $3,000 on the spot fine for breaching rules going into regional New South Wales.
Enter in, you have $3,000 fine. Go outside, $5,000 fine. Just blatant open tyranny. By the way, Sweden never locked down once. Zero deaths for like a month at this point. Lowest rates in the entire world, despite all of the hysteria about them. So, I mean, all of these measures are nonsensical. None of them are going to help. And they're being forced at the point of a gun. Let's go now to clip number 18. This is a strange kind of clip. And let's go ahead and just roll this. So what you're seeing here is a storefront. Now, let's go to clip 18, the Australian police. Here it is. It's a storefront. This guy's like opening the door for this other guy. And I was kind of confused what was going on here. I think what's happening is the guy coming in is an undercover cop. So this guy's opening up the door to be like, hey, we're closed. And then these two guys start rushing in. He tries to shut the door. The cops shove it open and then reveal that they have badges and start writing him a fine for opening his shop. So they literally force his door open and then start to issue him a fine for keeping his door open. That's what's happening in Australia. You know, ununiformed police are walking around trying to get into shops, and if they can force their way in, they fine the person for breaking COVID rules. That's what I'm pretty sure is happening right here. And the guy's like, hey, you're on camera pushing open the door. And they're like, we don't care. Here's your fine. So, like, you know, these guys, great candidates for Nuremberg 2.0, just following orders, just doing what they're told. All right, well, you're the one who pushed the door open. You're the one who wrote the fines. You're the one who violated this man's basic human rights. You will be the one held to account. That's the attitude we need to have. Finally, let's go to this video. Clip number 19. I actually had this video yesterday and I didn't play it. Now it's blown up and going viral, so I figure I might as well play it for you. It purports to be a child being taken away from her father for refusing to get the vaccine or for somehow violating the COVID orders. Let's go ahead and roll this and I'll narrate.
Unbearably worrying. I'm not exactly sure what's happening, but I think it's COVID-related.
It does certainly look COVID-related because there's two people wearing the medical gowns, wearing sort of the, they're not doctor's coats, but they're medical gowns that you normally wear in triage or in surgery. They have rubber gloves, and there's a father who's holding a young child as he's slowly and deliberately approached by the, we don't even have jackbooted thugs anymore, by the fluorescent vested thugs with their medical gloves on. And here we see the dad holding the kid. And this develops. And again, I didn't play this video yesterday because I didn't have any confirmation on it. And the last thing I want to do is show you some horrific video of a kid being ripped away from her parent and tell you it's about COVID and tell you it's about lockdown. And then it turns out that like it's like a abusive dad and they're rescuing the kid. Like, I don't want to give the wrong impression. Last thing I want to do is fearmonger, right? That's not what we're here for. I want to bring you facts, but it's being widely reported at this point now. And here we see the kid literally dragged away, the father fighting as the police grab him, the kid scrambling to get away. And now it's being widely reported this was, in fact, about COVID-19, whether it was vaccines or the lockdowns, we're not sure. But there, the father is on the ground, the child, again, scrambling to get away as the doctors move in to contain her. So this is where we are now. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if I can
explain this any better than the visuals we have. They're taking your children. They're shutting down your business. They're destroying your economy. They're sending you to quarantine camps indefinitely. They're not going to stop. They're fining you for leaving your house. This doesn't stop until you stand up. This does not stop until you stop them. This does not stop until you stop them. This does not stop until you stop them.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, 360 wins. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. I think profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas, in the town...
I trust in the plan of God. I trust in Jesus Christ. I trust in the narrow road, not the easy road. I trust in the great contest of liberty. I trust in my forebears, and I trust in you, created by God. Are in fear. The globalists want to play God. They are not God. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776.
1776.
1776 worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Join us, won't you? We can all do it together. Nothing is stopping us but our own lack of will. That's literally all there is. And I've seen that speech before, but I've never seen that angle. I love it, the way the lights sort of vignette off the lens. It looks like there's lightning crashing around Alex Jones as he's saying this. And the cheers from the crowd as they chant 1776, or as they yell, you know, they won't stop us. We're coming for you, globalists. Oh, man. Can you imagine? Can you possibly imagine being, I don't know, George Soros and watching that video? Can you possibly imagine the actual globalists sitting there and seeing this? Do you think they laugh? Think they scoff at this? Or do you think that this speech, this energy, that crowd makes them terrified? Has them quaking in their boots? Literally willing, ready, willing, and able. And they've done it now to destroy everything to stop what you just saw. That spirit, that energy, that rising awareness, that awakening and unleashing of the human spirit. It's literally like they're watching a video of Godzilla come to attack them. So of course they do whatever they need to, whatever they can, whatever measures they deem necessary to put a stop to this, because it's an existential threat to their entire wicked scheme. And the good news is there's literally tens of millions of us, tens of millions, with that energy, that spirit, that desire for freedom and liberty and self-sacrifice in the name of God's will of humanity. So, yeah, there's good news out there too, isn't there? Let's go out to the phone calls. Let's talk to some of those fine info warriors. Let's go to Kurt in Austin, who has a comment about the divide of the vax against the unvaxxed. That is the new division being established. Thanks for calling in. Kurt, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call, Harrison. I just would like to say psychological warfare is real, folks. On the one side, you got the people, especially if you have, like, Facebook, who are saying, I've got the COVID-V, and the other side saying, I'm not getting the V. So rather, in my opinion, the discussion should be, how can I beef up my immune system so I can have a robust immune response, right? The V we should really be focusing on, in my opinion, is vitamin D, vitamin A, vitamin C, all the products that you guys actually sell on your show, as well as how can I have a good microbiome, good health, gut health, clean water, fresh air, fresh fruits and vegetables.
Exercise, stay the right way.
You see what I'm saying?
They've done studies that are just incredible. I mean, you literally are more likely to get sick if you're more lonely. Like, it's not even like speculation. You'd say it's an old wives' tale or whatever, but no, they've done the studies and they'll show you that like your immune system works better, not just because it's being, you know, challenged. It's interacting with, you know, foreign bodies or, you know, other inputs. And so it has to be activated and has to, you know, be healthy in that way, but just literally the, you know, chemical balance in your brain goes off whack if you aren't experiencing physical touch and love and camaraderie and community. Like that stuff literally affects you negatively physically. It can be a domino effect or a cascading effect down the line. Everything they've told us to do is just utterly unhealthy for us. It's a very good point, Kurt. And but of course it makes sense. This was never about a virus. It was never about health. It was never about any of that stuff. It was about getting a mark in your arm. It was about the mark of the beast. It was about getting the vaccine so they could get the passport, so they could get the tracking, so they could have the Panopticon total control grid be willingly entered into by you. And all they had to do was create a little bit of fear. And they did that by creating the virus. I mean, it's just obvious what's going on. But thank you so much, Kurt, for calling in and pointing that out to us. Let's go now to Pete in Washington. Thanks for calling in. Pete, you're on the air, sir.
Thank you, Harrison. I just wanted to suggest that you guys should do a lottery of legal civil resistance. Get ideas for what you'd do, and then spin the barrel of, like, lotto numbers and say, this week we all use cash, and this week we buy an ounce of silver, or this week we go to a city council or school board meeting and say InfoWars and say something intelligent.
I think we should do all of those things every week, though.
Yeah, but they'll react. They'll react.
So
what's coming.
So I don't think I quite understand it. What do you mean by it? So you want to do a lottery, but it's like a wheel of fortune sort of thing where we spin the wheel and once a week we decide to all take collective action. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like the spin the deal, break the deal, spin the wheel from Mad Max or whatever.
Mm.
Basically just have ideas for nonviolent civil resistance, and you take ideas from the InfoWars audience, and then each week you pick one and people do that thing.
That's
you make an impact on the people that are calling the shots. And the other thing is you got to analyze why Australia's gone nuts. There's something about Australia that tells us what's going on because they have absolutely lost their minds. And it seems to me what it is, if I had to guess, is the leadership of Australia has been told by China, you'll be left in nominal charge of Australia if you can demonstrate to us that you can totally control your population. We will allow you to just do what we tell you and remain purportedly in charge if your populace can be completely cowed. Otherwise, we're coming down.
There's definitely a lot of that. I mean, clearly the Chinese influence on Australia is very, very strong and only growing stronger. And you know, they've literally threatened Australia with like total destruction if they don't do what they say. But this goes back to even before China was a real big threat, right? Australia was one of the first to fall for the old scam where they had a mass shooting and everybody in the country just willingly gave up their guns. I mean, that happened in the early 80s, I believe. So Australia has for a very long time been sort of an experimental testing ground for the New World Order. It's a very apt situation, an island populated, you know, by people, descendants of the Anglos, you know, like Canada. I mean, all these Commonwealth countries all kind of share this same lineage of submission and despotism. And Australia is just a particular sort of petri dish where all of these experiments can go on and have been going on for a very long time. COVID's just really pulled the curtain back and revealed just how controlled that entire population is. I don't think China is the ignition of it. I think they're taking advantage of it. And I think the Australian people are particularly apt to be turned towards despotism in that way. Very good. Thank you so much for the call, Pete. Let's go now to Sig in South Carolina. Thank you for calling in. Sig, you are on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing, man? I love the show. Listen to you and Alex and Owen pretty much every day. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And the Survival Shield X2, by the way, top shelf, I got to say. I've been taking it for about 2 or 3 years. And
are you stocking up? Because X2 on sale right now, 50% off. Boost your body's natural defenses, top-selling sale. Survival Shield X2, final hours. Sorry, thank you for that plug. No, I appreciate it. And, yeah, I'm telling you, folks, the supplements are as real as our news. I mean, here we give you the good stuff. But you only got about 45 seconds left in the segment, Sig, so give me your thoughts, please.
Well, I had a question about I'll try to make it quick. Are we starting to get sick of government? I mean, we're really starting to see what these people are all about. They really care about us, right? I mean, all over the world, all these governments, we should just love them because they care about us so much, right? I mean, these control freak psychopaths.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should take all these national governments that love us so much and are so good at doing, you know, what we want them to do. I think we should combine them all into one and make them unaccountable and unelected and just a globalist total control scheme. I think all of these wonderful governments that are so good at everything they do should just be more empowered and bigger.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
For only 1 week, we're running Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale. And we have the vitamin D3 gummies with calcium, 50% off, so essential for your immune system. Vitamin C, zinc, and rose hips, very strong formula. This is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock, just came back in yesterday. very powerful pure turmeric extract tincture, not just for your immune system, but for inflammation and a lot more. And then, sold out for more than 6 months because of supply chain breakdowns, we finally have the activated charcoal toothpaste with a natural peppermint and so much more back in stock from Dr. Jones Naturals, and the mouthwash with the activated charcoal and essential oils is back in stock. These are great products, they're high quality, and they fund the InfoWars, so thank you all for your support. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The sale runs for only 1 week. It is the Boost Your Body's Natural Defenses Super Sale, and another part of the sale ending is the privacy pouches for your cell phone.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Learning more and more about vaccines and their ineffectiveness every single day. I mean, at this point, according to the CDC, the vaccines, the most popular ones, Pfizer, Moderna, and some others, have less than 50% effectiveness. 46% is what the CDC says. 46% effective at stopping severe infections. But they say it does not slow down transmissibility at all. This is from the CDC. And in fact, here's the head of the CDC. That's who it is. Dr. Walensky, clip number 5, talk about reports from Israel saying that increased risk of severe disease among the vaccinated only. Let's go now to clip number 5.
Additionally, reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early. Given this,
there you go. If you're vaccinated early, doesn't protect you anymore. That's what we're seeing with Israel's 78% of over 12, age 12 and over, 78% of Israelis have been vaccinated. Now there's a massive spike with over half of the people in the hospitals having already been so-called fully vaccinated. So it doesn't work, doesn't stop transmissibility whatsoever. Now the FDA is offering a third booster shot. So you're going to need to keep getting booster shots. It loses effectiveness after several months. Thousands have died because of this. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or maybe more, are suffering lifelong or at least semi-permanent medical issues as vaccine reactions. I mean, the number of reasons to not take this vaccine, it's growing every day. The number of reasons to take the vaccine was never great, and it's dwindling even farther. All of this for what is essentially the flu with a survivability rate for 99.8% of people, even higher if you're even a little bit healthy. Now, British study shows COVID-19 vaccine efficacy wanes under Delta. British public health studies found that protection from either of the two most commonly used COVID-19 vaccines against the now prevalent Delta variant of the coronavirus weakens within 3 months. So it only lasts for 3 months, and you get the lifelong side effects, and you get the brain fog, and you get the blood clots, and you get all of the other horrific stuff that, again, is almost coming out at a weekly basis. Like, once a week, they're like, new rare neurological syndrome discovered as a consequence of one of the vaccines, just continuously. I say all of this just to lay the groundwork for what is maybe the most extreme and really horrific level of oppression and division when it comes to vaccines. Alabama doctor tells his unvaccinated patients he won't see them anymore. He will no longer see unvaccinated patients in an effort to promote COVID-19 vaccines. Quote, we do not have any great treatments for severe disease, but we do have great prevention with vaccines, Valentine reportedly wrote in a letter to patients. Yeah, that's what happens when you just literally make it illegal to try to find cures. When you literally use the power of the government to make finding any sort of cure or treatment completely illegal, and you go after doctors who dare to try to actually treat their patients with something other than shoving a ventilator tube down their throat and killing them, this is what happens. So, according to him, there's no treatment, never will be, not even worth trying, and now he will not see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19. So he's making that choice in complete violation of his oath, and this would be utterly unacceptable for anything except for the now psychologically primed vaccine and unvaccinated dichotomy. If this was a doctor who said, I'm not going to see fat patients anymore, can you imagine the outrage? This guy who said, I'm not going to see black people anymore because they have higher rates of certain diseases. could you possibly imagine? This was a doctor who was saying, I'm not going to see gay people anymore. They have a much higher chance of STDs and AIDS and that sort of thing. Utterly unacceptable. Horrific. People would activate their basic sense of humanity and morality and rebel against that. For some reason, they have allowed that same sense to be dulled to nothingness when it comes to the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are now just like lepers. They're just like the untouchable. They're just trash to be disregarded and left to die. So now they're literally denying medical care to unvaccinated people. That's what this Alabama's doctor's doing. He's happy about this and wants you to know about it. Says no conspiracy theories, no excuses. Just where do I go? Just get it. Just don't look into it. Don't ask questions. Don't think about human rights or medical imperatives or anything of the sort. Just submit or die is what they're telling you. And in an even more egregious example, Washington Hospital removing patients from transplant list for being unvaccinated. The University of Washington Medical Center has kicked several patients off of their transplant waiting list for not being vaccinated, according to reports. The report says the hospital began denying organ transplants to the unvaccinated in June 2021. Seattle station KTTH reports UW Medicine removed a 64-year-old patient from the transplant wait list. He says he was on the list for 2.5 years. The hospital made the decision after they learned the patient refused to be vaccinated against COVID. They said they would consider adding him back to the wait list should he satisfy their compliance concerns. When you remove somebody from an organ transplant waiting list, you are condemning them to death. Or at least massive suffering, depending on what the organ is. I believe this particular guy was literally a aortic valve. It was a heart transplant that this guy needed. And they've kicked him off of the waiting list. Maybe if he ever gets on, if he submits to them, which he really shouldn't, but if he does, you know, maybe he'll go to the back of the line. Maybe he'll have to wait another 2.5 years. Maybe he'll just die. That's what this is. I shouldn't even be saying anything else. The only thing you need to know is that Washington, University of Washington Medical Center Hospital is now condemning people to death for not getting vaccinated. They're denying them heart transplants for not getting the vaccine. This guy might die. Well, he needs a new heart. He's not going to get one now because he's not getting vaccinated. So you can forget traveling. I mean, I've got video Justin Trudeau now, Canadian people not allowed to travel or take trains. They don't get the vaccine. Pretty extreme. Forget the quarantine camps. Forget the shutting down of your business. Forget the, you know, masking of your children. You're being denied medical care for not getting the vaccine now. You're being denied medical care for not choosing to accept an untested, unapproved, experimental, novel, completely unprecedented mRNA vaccine with massive side effects, risks of death, all sorts of other issues for a disease that has a 99%+ survival rate and very little danger to healthy individuals. And if you don't submit entirely, they're denying you health care. They're denying you organ transplants. That is a condemnation of death. Condemnation to death. It is a sentence of death. Death sentence now for not getting the vaccine, for not submitting. They've given you a death sentence. The cardiologist called me, this guy says, and we had a discussion. He informed me, well, you're going to have to get a vaccination to get a transplant. And I said, well, that's news to me, and nobody's ever told me that before. And he says, yeah, that's our policy, Alan recalled. Get the vaccine or you don't get a heart. Get the vaccine or we kill you. That's where we are now. Again, do I need to explain this? Do I need to go into detail? Do I need to explain why it's not good to allow doctors to say, I'm not going to give you a heart transplant if you don't get this experimental shot? Do I need to explain this or are you a human being? Do I need to walk you through this? Or do you have an IQ of 50 plus? This is very simple stuff. It's not complicated. It's black and white. You're either with the tyrants and the despots and you deserve what's coming to you or you get it.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there, and they profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had, because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24:9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censored by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, then you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus, and that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Infowars.com, band.video, going to your phone calls this segment. Very short video to show you, about 10 seconds long, but it's very good. It's really the appropriate way to treat the COVID measures, including the mask mandate. Here's clip number 14. Sir, you can't be in here without a mask.
Hey, sorry, you can't be in here now without a mask.
Oh, crap, I'm sorry. Let me go get one. Got it.
Thank you.
For the radio listeners, he's just holding it in his hands and he puts it in his pocket. I thought that was hilarious. All right, let's go out to the phone calls now. Kevin in Virginia.
He's talking about resisting the New World Order. Thanks for calling in, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. God bless you, brother, and God bless the InfoWars crew. You know, the times that we're going through right now, it's complicated, but there's a simple fix to it. We really just have to stop complying. It's that simple. They tell you to wear a mask. They tell you to wear a face diaper. They tell you to put a mask on a two-year-old. How ridiculous does that sound? They tell you to separate yourself 6 feet apart. No, stop complying. It's that simple. They tell you at the store, at the restaurant, that you have to scan a QR code to look at the menu. No, you tell them you don't have a phone. Stop complying. I'm sick and tired of seeing Fauci and Gates and Biden, that Crypt Keeper, go out there and tell me that I have to get a booster shot to go to the store, to go to church, to go to my job. I'm sick and tired of this, and everybody is just going along with it. Everybody's just saying, it's going to be over. It's going to be over. Just roll over. No. The longer we submit, the longer they have that noose around our neck. What did they say? What did Alex say a few months ago? That they were just going to loosen the restrictions again and clamp them back on. That's what they're doing. And people are just going along with this, and it's not working. We have got to rise up and stop complying. It's that simple, folks.
It literally is that simple. It literally is. And I retweeted this from one of our regular callers, Max from Kansas, who, by the way, Max from Kansas had to go back to school, so he's in class right now, won't be able to call in anymore, which is unfortunate. But he tweeted this out yesterday. People are complying because they want it to end, but it's because of their compliance that it will never end. Yeah, that's it. It's literally that simple. It doesn't get more simple than that, but that's the truth. The more you comply, the more they restrict. Is this that complicated? Is this that hard to understand? It's evident everywhere. It's readily apparent. We need more people like Kevin from Virginia. But Kevin, you said something that reminded me of another thing that I've been meaning to cover this week that I'll get into right now. And that is the loosening of the noose before constricting it again, right? They never loosen it up to its full looseness to where it was before. It's always going to be a little bit tighter, but they loosen it up to give you some breathing room, make you think it's over, and then they clamp it down again, right? Well, I heard about a study. Heard about a study called the Drowning Rats Psychology Experiment. A little bit graphic, so sorry to have to explain this to you, but this is how science works. The Drowning Rats Psychology Experiments. Curtis's experiments focused on how long it takes rats to die from drowning. He conducted his experiment by placing rats into buckets filled with water and seeing how long they survived. He introduced a range of variables into the experiment that yielded some interesting results. So first he tried it with domesticated rats. And it turned out that basically all of these rats, or most of them, would sort of swim around the bucket for a little bit and then would just die. They would just swim around for a little while and then just give up and die. They would last 2 minutes in the bucket, the domesticated rats. So you take a domesticated rat, you put it in a bucket, and within 2 minutes, it's just dead because it's just like, all right, I'm stuck here now. Better die. And they just die. That's what happens to domesticated rats. Really bizarre. Two of the other domesticated rats did roughly the same thing and survived for roughly the same period of time. The other nine, so three of them did that. The other nine domesticated rats did something completely different. After an initial exploration, like swimming to the bottom of the bucket, they predominantly spent their time at the surface and just kept swimming. They survived for literally days before eventually succumbing to exhaustion and drowning. Then he tried it with wild rats. The second set of experiments Kurt undertook involved 34 wild rats. Wild rats are excellent swimmers, and these savage and aggressive ones, had recently been caught. Obviously, Kurt expected them to fight hard for their survival. Surprisingly, though, this wasn't the case at all. Despite their ferocity, fitness, and swimming ability, not one of the 34 wild rats survived more than just a few minutes. But here is the very interesting thing, the role of hope. Kurt reflected on what caused some rats to give up and decided hope was a key factor in the willingness to struggle on. Where rats have perhaps been helped in the past and have been hoped of being saved, they will keep fighting in the belief that all is not lost. However, when they don't have this prior experience, they will give up quickly. In other words, he said, the situation of these rats scarcely seems one demanding fight or flight. It is rather one of hopelessness. The rats are in a situation against which they have no defense. They seem to literally just give up. With this in mind, Kurt decided to experiment further. The last set of experiments were concerned with the impact of introducing hope and what that would have on the perseverance of the rats in the buckets. in these experiments, Kurt's hypothesis was roughly that introducing hope to rats would increase their survival times. To test this hypothesis, Kurt selected a new cohort of rats who were all similar to each other. Again, he introduced them into the buckets and observed how they progressed towards drowning. This time, he noted that the moment at which they gave up, just before they died, he would rescue them. He saved them, held them for a while, and helped them recover, dried them off, that sort of thing. Then he placed them back into the buckets and started the experiment all over again, and he discovered that his hypothesis was right. When the rats were placed back into the water, they swam and swam for much longer than they had the first time they were placed in the buckets. The only thing that had changed was this time they had been saved, so they had hope this time. So here's the psychological foundation for exactly what Alex Jones was talking about. That they can restrict your freedom and imprison you, but then if they let up a little bit and they give you a little bit of hope, you're much more likely to remain in the prison for that much longer the next time. You're more likely to hold out hope. You're less likely to give up. You're less likely to give in. You always have that hope on the horizon. There's a couple, you know, ways of thinking about this and taking this into account. Because actually you can read this multiple different ways. That's one way of reading it, right? Is the noose contracting and then, letting go and then contracting again and then letting go. And that way it gives you the false hope and makes you think, oh, this won't be permanent. We'll keep giving up. And, you know, eventually you find it's impossible to reverse the course. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is you have to, if you really want people just to give up totally and not fight you at all, you have to deny them hope entirely. You cannot give them hope that this will be over someday soon. If people think it'll be over, they'll keep fighting. If you just go, no, there's no hope at all, it's completely hopeless, then people psychologically will literally just die. They'll just kill themselves. They'll just give up completely in the same way that rats do. So there are multiple ways of interpreting this, but you can see this exact sort of type of psychological manipulation taking place at the macro level. He said, rats quickly learn that the situation is not actually helpless and that after eliminating the elimination of hopelessness, the rats do not die. So you can, again, you can read this in different ways. Either you can read this as, you know, the New World Order using this type of psychological manipulation to give people hope in order to just prolong their suffering and prevent any sort of uprising or any sort of fighting back by people going, well, it's not forever, so let's just bear it for now. Like, instead of just going like, all right, no, I'm going to stop this right now. That's one way of interpreting it. Another way of interpreting it is that, you know, people like us here at InfoWars, like, our job is to provide the hope and remind you not to give up and not to give in and not to just drown yourself, to fight back. Don't just swim to the bottom of the bucket and die. Like, it's not hopeless. You can not be rescued, but you can save yourself. You can fight back. You can get through this, and it doesn't end until we end it. That's a little bit of hope that makes you know it's not all hopeless. It's not all worthless. It's not all a effort of futility. We can actually succeed in this. So different ways of interpreting this, but it's just another one of these scientific experiments, often done on rats, sometimes on frogs, that really explains what's going on in the modern world. You have things like the mouse utopia experiment that shows what happens when you have a population that has everything it needs, never has to work and never has to suffer, and they end up just like eating each other and just collapsing into like literal degeneracy, like rat degeneracy. It's sick. You have like the boiling frog experiment. Throw a frog into a boiling water, it jumps out, but if you slowly introduce it, then they'll just stay in there until they die. And then the drowned rat experiment, and it shows that a little bit of hope can go a long way, but it can also be used to prolong your suffering. So where's a bunch of boiling frogs and drowning rats here?
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade. And we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalists. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye. Also described as the seat of the soul, the pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. Still lots to cover in today's program. We're reading some very interesting reactions from doctors and healthcare providers. We'll be talking about the Sacklers and the opioid epidemic that is one of the cited causes of the genocide now taking place here in America and how they're trying to get away with it. All that and more still to come in today's program, but let's go out to your phone calls, try to get in as many as humanly possible. Let's go now to B in Minnesota. Thanks for calling in, B. You're on the air.
I have a question. Hi again, Harrison. You do a good job. I love your daily dispatch. I get all the news I need from it.
Oh, good. Thank you. Good to hear from you again, B.
I have one question, and I have a couple comments, and I'll take the response after I hang up.
Sounds good.
Question: what is the deal with the military and the forced vaccines by September 15th? Is that still on? And does the religious exemptions, can they get those? That's my question.
Okay.
My comment is: every doctor or nurse who participated in this and gave it out from Fauci on down needs to hang like they did in Nuremberg or be locked up in prison forever for the rest of their lives, for the lives they've ruined. Mm. And with that, I'll have a good day and I'll listen for your response. Thanks.
Thank you so much, B. Appreciate the call as always. Yeah, I have to agree with you. If you are complicit in this, if you have helped to carry this out, you're just as guilty as everybody else, and that is exactly the type of mindset we need to approach this on. Really, we need to be somewhat merciless in this because it's not acceptable. These
These people are not in a world that is bereft of information. They can go out and find out this information. They can do the research. We're out here trying to scream it at them all the time. So they can't act like they're ignorant and just go, well, I thought it was safe. No. The evidence is out there. You know what you're doing. Ignorance is not an excuse at this point. Following orders is not an excuse at this point. They need to be held to account. So I could not agree with you more there, B. In terms of the military and forced vaccinations, I don't know where we landed on that because I saw quite a few developments of that last week, and I'm not sure where it sort of ended up. They said they would be requiring it, but then they said you can get medical or religious exemptions. And there were various lawyers that were providing templates that would be able to get soldiers out of getting the vaccine. I know that occurred. I know there were rumors, and I never reported this because I couldn't ever confirm it, that the leaders of the Marines was saying he would never let his people be injected, and the Navy was sort of standing up against this. I imagine it's going to be the subject of some lawsuits. So to answer you in short, I really don't know where that's landed quite yet. As far as I know, they issued this, and that's how it's going to be for the time being. I can't actually read that headline, guys. The display is a little messed up for me, but I don't know. I'll look into that, though, because it is an important topic, and I just haven't seen what the latest development is. But thank you for your call, B, and I appreciate it. Let's go now to Nathan in Louisiana. Thanks for calling in, my Cajun friend.
Hey, how you doing there?
Good, thank you.
I love you, man. I just want to say to everybody that doesn't think that this virus has been isolated, I got a good friend that I really respect. He's been published Science National Magazine, different things. And, you know, he's actually a head of one of the major colleges. And he said, if you want to, I can give you a sample of the virus. You can take it home. I said, no, I don't need to do that. But it's actually showed me where it's been mapped. The genome has been mapped. And there's three different variants, the China, the West China, and the Indian.
Mm.
Actually showed them it, you know. So, I mean, I have faith in that. So I think that they kind of want people to not, you know, they want to leave a question open.
Right. Well, it's the, you know, they always talk about the Overton window, where it's like you have to be, you know, you allow for whatever discussion they want, but within a certain window, and, you know, you can only go so far. And now it's like that window has been, like, totally shattered to where, like, you either have to believe that it was a vaccine and that it came from a bat and that everything the government did was right and that there's a virus, rather. It came from a bat. You have to get the vaccine to cure it, and you know, you just believe that fully. Or, on the other hand, you believe there is no vaccine. It's all a hoax. It came from aliens, and it's 5G electromagnetic. Like, these are not the only options we have, folks. Like, there's middle ground, and that's where the truth lies. And the truth is that I believe it was real, but it was manipulated. It's a real disease, but it was man-made. It was released. You know, all of these sorts of things. So, I'm still sort of baffled by it. But yeah, I appreciate your input, Nathan. And, I have similar experiences in my own life where it's just like people I know and trust that are just like, yeah, I've seen it under a microscope or whatever. And they're just like, it's like, all right, cool. I trust them. I don't think they're lying to me. I don't think they've been fooled, and they know what they're talking about. So there you go. Very good. Thank you for the call, Nathan. Let's go now to Cody in Canada. Thanks for calling in. Cody, you are on the air, sir.
Hey, good morning. Sword of InfoWars, Sir Harrison. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you, sir. I like that.
Yeah, man.
I need to bring some swords in here. This studio has a distinct lack of swords, and I think I'll rectify that.
Oh, you absolutely need some swords, man, for sure. But, I just want to call in and just, you know, it's important for us to stick together. And, you know, we got to stick together as one people, you know, no matter where we're from or what color we are. We just got to keep pushing forward and not let this fear intimidate us or anyone else, for that fact, tell us to put on a mask and stuff.
Yep. And, you know, it really is a global struggle that we're in right now. Cody, our caller, is from Canada, but and they're under, you know, more extreme lockdowns than even us. But, you know, it's kind of the same. It's almost like with the vax, how, you know, if an unvaccinated person gets COVID, the mainstream media is just like laughing at them. It's just like, they deserve it. Don't give them medical treatment. Like, they just like hate them, right? Meanwhile, like we see somebody get vaccinated and get hurt, and we're like sad for them. We're like, darn it, you fell for it. Like, we wish you hadn't. We wish it had been better. You know, I feel the same way, like politically, where it's like Canada is under such oppression and lockdown. Half of me wants to be like, ha, that's what you get, you know, like Canada, you don't have free speech, you don't have this. But like really the much larger part of me is like, God, I feel sorry for the Canadians that are stuck under this. And I don't know what I would do if I was in your situation. It's really horrific what some of these other countries are doing to their own citizens and really preventing any way to effectively fight back against it. I mean, you guys are really up a creek and need our help. You need anybody's help, and hopefully we could help you somehow. But you're right. Whether it's Australia, Canada, heck, anywhere else, except for Afghanistan. Afghanistan apparently doesn't have any concerns about COVID. Not a big problem with COVID in Afghanistan. Don't think too much about that, though. Just submit and obey. Yeah, we got to stay together. We got to fight back. We got to stand up for one another and remind one another that this isn't anything about selfishness or anything of the sort. It's not even about like not trusting the medical community. It's about basic human freedoms, human rights, and whether the government has the ability to dictate, you know, what can be injected into your arms. And if you don't understand this, then you might not be as human as we thought at first. Thanks for the call, Cody. Let's go now to James, who is a do I see here that you're a veteran, James?
Absolutely, third generation.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. And what have you called in today about, sir?
If General Milley was a Yelp review, I would give him 0 stars for being a woke joke. By an arm, the Taliban needs removed by Congress. The Taliban are now driving Hummers that are only made in Indiana. Yep. Veterans left civilian jobs during 9/11, as many returned with failed relationships because they were gone for over a year, no job, lifelong health problems from military service, and a government with its broken promises. The only thing this government is good at is abandoning our citizens, retaliation, and rigging federal cases. News came out, the government's caught falsifying records and committing perjury on a regular basis. DOJ raping employees and beating their wives at the sex club get a free pass, but holding a Trump flag will get you 8 months. The government's allowed to murder you while the only thing you're allowed to do is peacefully protest while your grievances are ignored.
Yeah, well, and that's not even true anymore, is it, James? I mean, we can't even protest. We're called terrorists now.
Yeah, it's becoming disgusting for what our grandfathers fought for.
Yeah.
It's just all just they're rolling in their graves.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, sir, and I appreciate your call. It really is getting absolutely insane out there, and I really do just feel so bad for veterans, because it's just a more sort of visceral example of what's happening all over the Western world, which is you take people who are the best, the bravest, the most giving and self-sacrificing, and you just abuse and exploit them to your own benefit, and then cast them to the side and give them nothing, not even honor. It's really despicable and horrific, and a natural consequence of unjust and false wars based on lies. Thanks for the call, James. Folks, the Boost Your Natural Systems sale goes on. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock and 33% off. I know a lot of our audience loves Vitamin Mineral Fusion. If you do a poll, I'd say that might be the most popular product on the site, and it's now 50% off. Back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back on the other side with a report by Greg Reese. More of your phone calls and more news.
Let's go back in time, say to the mid-1990s, and then imagine a science fiction movie set in the year 2020, where a world government's being established, where members of Congress and former presidents are censured by big tech, and where if you don't take an experimental injection that grows blood clots and prions all over your body, then you're not allowed to fly on an airplane. Think about that, because that's where we are. Imagine just 20, 30 years ago, hell, just 5 years ago, if somebody told you this would be happening. But it is happening now. And then they tell you, oh, sorry, it's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy, and it doesn't really work, so you got to take it every few months. And the people that have submitted say, great, I want to take it all the time so I can go outside and not get sick from COVID, even though it gets you sick from COVID. And now there's record numbers of really sick people from the sloughing, the shedding of the virus. And that's in mainline studies. Bill Gates and Fauci did this. They need to go to prison for it right now.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Should be treated as they're a bunch of thugs, insurrectionists, white supremacists, anti-Semites. Six N is not enough. I mean, come on. You know, these shirts they're wearing? These are a bunch of thugs. Thugs. And they're terrorists, domestic terrorists.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
The thing they want to do is to better share and coordinate all the vast trove of data they already collect on Americans. Because let's not forget, DHS includes the Transportation Security Administration, ICE, Customs and Border Protection. So every time people travel, they encounter DHS. And there's a lot of travel information and other information that they already have. They want to do a better job of analyzing it to hunt for domestic terrorists.
We can declare Al-Qaeda or ISIS foreign terror groups and take investigative action against them because they have no First Amendment rights. They're not in the U.S. But we can't do that with the 3%ers or the Proud Boys or the Boogaloo Boys. And that's the challenge for the government.
Now, let's go ahead and put on screen for everybody something that came from an NBC news program on NBC National. People were pretty shocked because it is an extremely authoritarian statement. Potential terror threats, opposition to COVID measures, claims of election fraud, belief Trump can be reinstated, 9/11 anniversary, and religious holidays. Now, where is there evidence that people that want to reinstate Trump or question the election are going to blow stuff up? And where is there evidence that people protesting masks that don't work and experimental vaccines that don't work and make people sick? Where is there evidence that we're terrorists, much less that we're the number one terror threat? I learned about it 2 months ago when they issued the new official policy of the Biden administration, the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. But that's really what they're doing is conducting terrorism against us with the Chinese bioweapon that their controllers released to take control of the United States. So, but see, the average person online thinks it's voodoo to know anything. So they thought I must have magically just thought this up on my own, or I'm in the CIA, as if people in the CIA know anything. That's a low-level criminal organization. So here it is. Opposition to COVID measures is terrorism. Claims of election fraud is terrorism. Belief that Trump can be reinstated is terrorism. As soon as Biden got his way in through fraud in January of this year, now 6.5 months ago, the first press conferences they had with General Milley and with Jen Psaki and with all these people and the Justice Department was protesting the election is terror. And then on page 10 of the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism came out 2 months ago, they made it official policy. They said any narratives of fraud in the recent general election, the emboldening impact of the violent breach of the U.S. Capitol, conditions related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and conspiracy theories promoting violence will almost certainly spur someone to try to engage in violence. So who tried to engage in violence last year and this year?
They claim things only got serious when the informants planted by the FBI got involved.
The defense also portrayed online posts involving violent rhetoric about the governor as satire, and their activities only escalating once an FBI confidential informant got involved.
He told his group he wants Governor Whitmer's head on a platter.
Okay. And that could be satire as well.
I guess I don't think that's funny.
Me neither, but I feel like, haven't you heard similar things about President Trump on late night TV?
There's one plot to kidnap a governor because of the lockdown, and that was the FBI creating the whole thing.
You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. They profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Hitting the wires just minutes ago. Bomb threat at the U.S. Capitol. According to CNBC, U.S. Capitol Police are investigating what they call an active bomb threat from a truck parked near the Library of Congress as staffers at a House office building were ordered to evacuate. The Capitol Police Twitter feed warned people to, quote, please stay away from the area. People at the Cannon House office building also received an alert telling them to leave the building and relocate to Longworth House office building. Apparently, this is in response to a suspicious vehicle. And also, I suppose there was a bomb threat in addition to this. Reports on Twitter say, media report a bomb threat and suspicious vehicle near the Library of Congress. U.S. Capitol placed under lockdown. Police evacuating the nearby area. Washington Field Office, Nation Capitol Response Squad responding alongside the Capitol Police. The Library of Congress and the Cannon House building have been evacuated. Directive at the Madison building is to remain calm and move in a safe manner to the exits on 2nd Street side of the building. A vehicle apparently was driven onto a sidewalk, and a suspect was seen inside the vehicle holding something in his hand. Negotiators are being sent to engage the suspect who was making bomb threats. Okay, so it looks like this guy drove his car up onto the sidewalk, started making bomb threats, and fiddling with something. People, I guess, assumed was a bomb. Now they're evacuating the area. And I assume the CIA and FBI are frantically communicating with each other, trying to figure out whose false flag is being interrupted. Where exactly this is going. Congress currently in recess. There's not really a reason to bomb the Capitol. But I don't know. Maybe that's real. Maybe it's actually happening, or maybe this will be just like the bomb threat on January 6th that actually caused the evacuation of the Capitol, not the riot or the protest, but the bomb threat caused the evacuation that scared AOC so much. Maybe it'll just be memory hold. Maybe we'll get a few grainy frames of surveillance photo 4 months from now, and then it'll just be dropped and ignored and unsolved. Maybe that will be the case. Maybe a bomb will explode, and we'll be in for a whole new round of deploying federal police throughout the country and expanding the surveillance state and cracking down on free speech. Who knows? Well, we do, because it's always the same. I love that video that we just played of Alex Jones just being like, what, how do you put it? Regular people think knowing things is voodoo. It's like, it's so true. Cracked me up. Literally, like, you just know things. People are just like, ah, oh, what? This is scary. How do you know this? How do you know? And it's just like, I use my eyes. I use my eyes. In fact, I was thinking about this yesterday. I was thinking about the, like, doing a skit or something. That'd be like the conversation that's gone on over the last year and a half about COVID-19 from every different topic, right? And just what we're told and then what it flipped to. So, you know, it goes something like this. Like, we say, hey, and we're looking and we're like, hey, looks like there's something going on in China. Looks like there's some sort of weird novel respiratory illness virus. Like, looks like it's totally wreaking havoc. The hospitals are full. Like, this looks pretty bad. Maybe we should, like, shut down travel until we figure out what this is. And you have the mainstream media just like, what are you, a racist? What are you, is this some sort of Donald Trump racist scheme? Do you just baselessly hate Asian people, and so you've made up this bizarre lie in order to denigrate them? Is that what's going on? You're like, what? No. So we're not gonna do anything, huh? It's just, we're just gonna keep the borders open. We're just gonna keep trading with China. Like, looks pretty bad. And they're like, okay, well, now, you have to stay in your house for a year. Okay. All right. Yeah. We didn't do anything to stop it. And now you have to stay in your house for a year and you lose your job and, put out your hand and we'll put the mark of the beast in it. It's amazing. It's like, how did we know? It's like, oh, well, there was video of it, of the event. We knew what was happening. It's just, and all, just all of it. every single little bit of it, right? Because the conversation was always so viscerally against what we were saying, because what we were saying was appropriately horrific, right? That's the reason they got so mad when we talked about this stuff. Like, in the very beginning, again, we're sitting there like, yeah, looks like there's a bio warfare lab where they do gain of function research on viruses right at the epicenter of this thing. It looks like that might be the source of it. And the mainstream media is just like, what? How dare you? Do you have any idea what you're suggesting? That this leaked from a lab? Do you realize that what you're saying is that means this was man-made? Which means it may have been released on purpose? Which means this is not a pandemic and a natural, this is an attack. This is an act of war. It's a war crime if this came from a lab. Do you have any idea how interconnected we are with that lab? And by suggesting that, how you're implicating the very people that are actively rolling out the resistance to the vaccine here, you could undermine all of that. And what you're suggesting is that American scientists in cooperation with communist Chinese formulated and then released a deadly virus that has shut down the entire world. What an insane claim to make, right? That's always the reaction. It's like, they're like so visceral. And it's like, you know, I just sit here and like, okay, all right, it's been about a year. Okay, what about now? And they're like, oh yeah, it came from a lab. Yeah, yeah, it looks like it came from a lab. Sure did. Yep. Anyway, moving on, right? Because their first reaction is appropriate. The first reaction is the reality. It's like, they understand, like, wow, the implications of this being leaked from a lab are wild. So, like, we cannot entertain that theory. We can't even go down that road. Insane, right? Same thing with the vaccine passports. You know, they come out and they're like, oh, we gotta, two weeks to slow the spread, guys. We gotta do 2 weeks to slow the spread. And we're like, okay, all right, we get it. You're gonna lock us down. You're gonna keep moving the goalposts farther and farther back. You're gonna wait until we get the vaccine. Then you're gonna mandate the vaccine. Then you're gonna have some sort of digital, bioconvergence, elaborate control mechanism where you're tracking us now and then we can't do anything without the vaccines. Like, vaccine, you're going to implement vaccine passports, aren't you? And they're just like, what? How dare you? What? Vaccine passports? What an egregious, what a violation of everything we hold dear. Vaccine passport. You were thinking we're Nazis or something? We would never limit people's movement like that or encroach on people's freedom and their liberty. This is America. Vaccine passports, what an outrageous, it's funny actually. I mean, how silly can you be? What a crazy tinfoil hat wearing wild-eyed conspiracy theory you've come up with there. Right? That was their reaction because that is the appropriate reaction because that is how horrific this is. Then again, fast forward, we just will look at our watch for a little bit and wait for a little while and then, so we're doing vaccine passports, right? And they're like, oh yeah, oh sure. Oh, most definitely. We'll do them everywhere. We'll take your kids away. It's just like, yeah, we know. We know. So the first reaction is always revealing. Always gives you a little insight into the reality. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that remembers a year and a half ago. Maybe everybody that got the shot has had their memory erased a la Men in Black, where they don't remember that all of this happened. But we do. We remember. And all of this happened. And their original reaction exposes the horrificness of what's going on now. Because when you said a year ago there'd be vaccine passports, it was a visceral reaction to say how ridiculous it is that such a egregious violation of human rights would ever be suggested. And now it's here. You said the lab leak. Oh, my God, the implications of that are so unbelievable. We can't even entertain the idea. And now they're like, oh, yeah, it's true. World Health Organization says that's most likely the source. So the reason they have those visceral reactions is because what they're doing now is horrific. It's just they've had a year and a half to boil the frog and slowly introduce this and get you ready and primed and psychologically prepared for total unquestioning submission to what you saw as extreme violations just a year before. Really incredible stuff. But that's what we're here for. That's what InfoWars does. And I hope that you appreciate it. I hope that you recognize it. And I hope that you support us in this effort, because they don't like when we spoil their little plans before they get to go through with them. So folks, Boost Your Natural Systems Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock at 33% off. It is back. Our platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formula has returned. Our stock is limited, but I know everyone needs their defenses up, so we're dropping the price to make it available. The first shipment of this new limited supply is finally here. The second shipment is on its way, but we don't know when it will arrive. So this limited supply is available for 33% off while supplies last. We do not live in a perfect world, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not sure if you were under that illusion or not, but it's pretty clear that our diets no longer contain everything that we need. So instead of spending huge amounts of time and money to do so, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is here to help. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin B12. I'm going to keep reading.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny. And for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the info.
war.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I preach about the dangers of cell phones all day long because they're supercomputers controlled by big tech that are spying on us everywhere we go and what we do. But because they have great cameras and great recording systems and great ways to communicate, I still have one because this Trojan horse, this Promethean fire, has a lot of power. But when I'm not using it, I lock it up in a high-quality Faraday cage, a privacy pocket, at InfoWarsStore.com. We finally got them back in stock, the highest rated. They fit almost all types of Androids and iPhones. It fits 50% off, $14.95. They sell these babies for $29.95 all day long. We've got a private label with InfoWars on them for $14.95 because I want you to get them and I want you to buy friends and family these systems to educate them about what these, quote, smartphones really are. This is a great way to limit your phone time use. It's a great way to spend more time with your family, and it's a great way to know you're not being tracked by the criminal globalist system. They're 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Very exciting and disturbing news breaking live here on American Journal. After NIH violates FOI law, Freedom of Information law, for months, it finally releases Fauci emails. This from CherylAtkinson.com. For more than a year and a half, the National Institute of Health unlawfully stalled on my request for Dr. Anthony Fauci's emails. Federal agencies frequently violate the Freedom of Information. Initially, they provided only select emails, and now they have produced them all, I suppose. So, again, this is brand new. We haven't had a chance to look through this yet, but we now have the NIH FOIA library with, I guess, this is all of Fauci's emails. So that'll make for some fun digging. Here's some other now breaking news. Taliban seizes military biometric devices, may use it to ID U.S. allies in Afghanistan. You see the incredible dystopian image of a U.S. soldier prying open the eye of an Afghan to take his retina scan. So apparently the U.S. Military brought in tons of biometric equipment that the Taliban has now taken into their possession. The devices, known as HIIDE, for Handheld Interagency Identity Detection Equipment, were seized last week during the Taliban's offensive, according to a Joint Special Operations Command official and three former U.S. military personnel, all of whom worried that the sensitive data they contain could be used by the Taliban. Now, they just forgot it. You know, you forget your keys sometimes, and sometimes you forget your billion-dollar biometric control grid in a foreign country that now is run by terrorists. So it happens. I know, it happens. And I gotta say, here's a tweet from the Taliban that I'm really having trouble disagreeing with. Quote, what they're saying to Americans is this: you have accepted Saudi Arabia, and we won't do more than their basic code, retribution for murder, chop off the hand for robbing. If you've accepted Saudi, what's wrong with Afghanistan? What's wrong with us being another? The rest will be your priorities, aid, friendship, and economic relations. It's so true. It's like it's hilariously hypocritical. The way that now, I mean, we're being told that like we have to stay in Afghanistan. We have to go back to war in Afghanistan. We have to continue this endless warfare, not because they're housing terrorists, not because, no, but because like women's rights. Meanwhile, we are the, like, basically Saudi Arabia is our puppet. Like we are the controllers of Saudi Arabia where this practice is ubiquitous, right? Just utter hypocrisy. If you don't know about the history of Saudi Arabia, by the way, it's very simple and very interesting. Literally a 12th century cult, basically, that was under a warlord leader named Saud, House of Saud. He went around just taking over all of the Arabian Peninsula, and it just happened to be at exactly the right time because then they discovered oil, and America came in and met with them and said, all right, we'll solidify your control over this entire area. We will guarantee you and your family control this landmass forever. We will guarantee it, America, as long as you give us the oil. And that was that. So Now it's Saudi Arabia, which is like calling it Smith's Arabia if I was this warlord. Like, it's just his name. He took it over. And since then, every single ruler of Saudi Arabia and every single prince in Saudi Arabia has been his son or grandson. Maybe they're a great-grandson at this point. But essentially, he just had like tons of wives, and they all had tons of boys, and they all became princes, and now they rule this country. It's literally just a medieval dynasty that is propped up by America because we want their oil, even though they are literally 13th century savages. It's wild stuff. So all of this, chaos and all of this rabble-rousing about Afghanistan, you can ignore it because people saying it, they don't really care. They really don't. They really don't. They'll handle Saudi Arabia. They'll handle Afghanistan and the Taliban. And hey, maybe then we could actually help them extract their resources. Just kidding. China's going to do that for them. It'll be great. Let's go now to Clown Car in New York City, actually. I'm sorry, Clown Car. I almost said you were in North Carolina. How dare I? Thanks for calling in, Clown Car. You're on the air, sir.
Good morning. I just wanted to bring up one thing. The other day I said I went to that summer stage, which are these events that are funded by taxpayer dollars. I'm wondering, since a lot of people who are unvaccinated are unable to go to these events, do they go into a different tax bracket if they can't use museums and parks? And
This has been one of the biggest like hypocrisies of COVID-19. At the beginning of the lockdown, at least, like, most city services just stopped. Like, they just stopped, here in Austin, like, they stopped Big Trash Day, they stopped brush collection, they stopped sweeping the streets, they limited mail delivery and limited trash delivery or trash pickup, obviously. But our taxes didn't go down. So, like, this is the scam of taxes. The government can just be like, all right, we're taxing you for all these things, and now we're no longer providing all these things, and we're still taxing you, and we're giving money to people who don't pay taxes. It's just, so, yeah, it's a good point, Clown Car. It's just like, no, they're going to exclude you from everything. They're going to deny your, basic government services, but they're still going to tax you at the highest rate humanly possible. Of course they are. Of course they are. I can't even, like, register my car now. You have to, like, make an appointment like 3 months out to register your car. You used to be able just to walk up and take 20 minutes and get your registration. Not anymore. No. Now it's COVID-19. So first go and sign up and then make sure you click the I agree to the mask mandate button and then do this and then do this and then wait for 3 months and then we still won't be able to do it. And it's like, cool. So COVID-19 just means the government doesn't have to do any work ever again, but will continue to just pilfer your savings at will. Thanks for the call, Clown Car. Let's go to Aaron in New York or in New Mexico, actually. I'll learn to read one of these days. Thanks for calling in. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I've been listening to you guys for like 3 months now, and you totally opened my eyes, and I'm an info warrior like to the max now.
That's awesome.
Yeah, from your T-shirt to the shower head. Owen did great on telling me that. The supplement, my privacy posture should be here today. But what I wanted to talk about is what can we do in spite of the globalists? Like just simple steps at home, like maybe stop recycling. Like why do we owe these people anything?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you can stop recycling. I mean, recycling is just it's like a symbolic thing. It's like, kneeling at the altar of a Catholic church. It's a symbolic, action to make you feel good. It's not changing anything. The good news is like once you're aware, that's really all the defense that you need. And that's one of the things like, I can enjoy Hollywood movies, even though I know that they're brainwashing me. The brainwashing doesn't work. It just washes right over me and washes right through me. I know that the water's poisoned. I don't drink it. I know that the food isn't, nutritional. So I take supplements. You know, once you know what they're up to and once you know, all of the things that they've perverted and destroyed, you can avoid them. You can live healthily. You can do the right thing. You can speak out. And often, awareness is literally all it takes. I think that's the most important thing. Sharing this information, with your friends and family obviously is very important. I think the number one, thing to do is just, be aware and, just live your life in a way that denies them any sort of power that they're, attempting to gain. Get involved. Go become a precinct committeeman, go speak out at your, local city council. And that in and of itself has a feedback effect, right? You see somebody, so you go up and give a speech. Somebody videos that They send it in here. I play it. Tens of thousands of other people see it. They see other Americans standing up and get inspired. They go to give a speech. That speech gets filmed. It expands. I mean, this is real, folks. I mean, you want to talk about, you know, what's that classic phrase? They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. Well, we're planting seeds, and we're starting brush fires of liberty across the country. And it only takes one person to inspire 10. Those 10 people inspire 100, and soon we've turned this whole thing around. That's what we need to do, spread the word.
The first time I heard the speech, the first time I read the writings of Teddy Roosevelt, I was in sixth grade, and we had this history teacher that had us write a paper on the man in the arena. And I just remember thinking about that and saying, I want to be the man in the arena. But when it comes to media, InfoWars has been the tip of that spear. But Mike Lindell has come along and done just as good a job as we've done, maybe even better when it comes to election fraud and other issues. And that's why if you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get up to 66% off on all the amazing products. He's got so many, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets. And then you fund InfoWars and Mike Lindell and the fight for free speech against the globalist. There's not a better place to spend your money than MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. And if you do it, it funds the InfoWar, it funds the election investigation, and it stands up against these globalist bullies. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. Take action now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deep burden source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back, and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like, if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is, we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system, and the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call, and Godspeed.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, There's an ongoing false flag unrolling before our very eyes. That is at least my supposition, as we've now see images of the supposed bomb threat maker. Good look at the person here posted at Intel Doge on Twitter. It's a black truck lifted, covered in mud. Strangely, there's dollar bills all over the ground around the truck. It's a little bit weird. Looks like you've got must have thrown a handful of dollar bills out of the truck. It's sitting up on the sidewalk. He looks to be yelling out of the window as he's holding a phone. Again, this is according to Nirvana Noir on Twitter, retweeted by Intel Doge. So this is supposedly, or I should say, a suspected threat maker. And yeah, looks well, he's a white guy. Let's just say he's a white guy. So and that's what's happening. Now he's a bald white guy with a goatee holding a phone in a lifted truck. So he's either just acting out and does not have a bomb and is kind of being just ridiculous and outrageous and we don't know why. Maybe there really is a bomb and he's even stupider than we thought. We don't know, but we'll keep monitoring this information and bringing you updates. We'll go out to your phone call shortly, but I want to talk to you about something that's been making the rounds a little bit recently. It's a forum online that you must be a healthcare provider to contribute to. So I checked this out. It's called Medscape.com, and they'll post a question and then ask healthcare providers to respond to it. And in order to respond, you have to log in. In order to log in, you must provide your credentials as a healthcare provider. So what I'm about to read are not the baseless speculations of ignorant fools. These are the informed observations of medical professionals. The question they ask, how concerned are you about adverse events related to the vaccines? And there are thousands, perhaps tens of thousands of responses to this question. I'll read some of them now. Denise Bjorkman says, very concerned, as the number of times I'm seeing it in our clinics is too frequent to ignore. The last was a young woman in her 20s who is now deceased within a couple days of the Pfizer. Nicole B. says, I'm extremely concerned about the impacts of these vaccines. The safety of the vaccines has never been called into question. There are no long-term studies indicating efficacy, safety, or long-term response. As many have stated, to mandate the vaccine in the trial phase is highly unethical. I agree with other posts that point out healthcare worker shortages that will occur as a result of mandating the vaccine and its impact on the healthcare system would be astronomical. Besides the unethical nature of the vaccines, the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm is blatantly being ignored when we have no idea the long-term ramifications of immunizing mass groups of people. Amy B. wrote, I posted a few weeks ago about continuous lower eye twitching for 5 months. This week I started doing exercises for the muscles around the eye and my eye twitching stopped. Could be a coincidence. I've also been taking B12, magnesium, zinc, vitamin D. But yeah, can you imagine eye twitching? I get annoyed with my eye twitches for like 5 minutes, 5 months of eye twitching. Kiev Ut says, I'm an optometrist practicing in Canada. I've had 4 patients with post-vaccine events, 2 cases of herpes zoster something, and 1 Bell's palsy, 1 child with acute CN6 palsy. In regards to the vaccine effectiveness and the narrative that vaccine-generated immunity is necessary, it doesn't make sense how developing antibodies to a single protein confers long-lasting immunity, even close to developing antibodies to the thousands of surface proteins through natural exposure. Now, I did not cherry-pick these, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. These are just the comments that are most recent or whatever, and I'm just going to keep reading them. And, hey, if there's a positive response, I'll read that too. But as far as I can tell, not a single response is anything other than expressing outrage and indignation and skepticism and really fear at this vaccine and the consequences it's having. And again, this is all from healthcare professionals. Kez J says, as far as I can see it, the best way past this pandemic is through it. We need to emphasize lifestyle and dietary factors to improve metabolic health, and we need to give doctors permission to use proven therapeutics like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. Also, docs, get your patients on nebulized hydrogen peroxide at the first sign of symptoms. Amy B. says, impact of mandating COVID vaccines for healthcare workers. There will be provider burnout carrying the load during the shortage. More providers will quit. Some mistakes will be made. In worst case Sentinel Events hospitals will undoubtedly go on Divert. This does not only involve hospitals, but doctor's offices. She goes on and on to explain how she's been in healthcare for 30 years and is disgusted and the same time disappointed at comments I hear from coworkers on the unvaccinated. Recently, a coworker stated a patient on COVID rule-out should get last priority because they're unvaccinated. So again, this is happening across the country, across the world, and it's happening in doctor's offices and hospitals. These people, and I use the term loosely, are openly discussing the fact that you should be denied medical treatment for not being vaccinated. And they're the ones providing medical treatment. So again, not idle threats being made here. Disgusting. She says, for over a year and a half, we've heard wear a mask, save lives, and why can't people continue to do so until additional data, transparency, and confidence is built back into healthcare? I'm seeing posts that people don't trust healthcare anymore. This just breaks my heart. Yeah, they don't trust healthcare anymore because you guys, as you just told us, are getting together and talking about how you're going to deny healthcare to people that don't unquestioningly submit to medical experimentation by the government. No, we don't trust you because you're not trustworthy. Because you're going in line with this blatant and absurd violation of your oath, medical ethics, and human rights. So no, we don't trust you. I trust you, lady, but you got to speak up. You got to tell these doctors you're sick for even daring to suggest that we not cure somebody, not treat somebody because they didn't get the vaccine. You can just imagine, like, I'm not treating gay people, they have AIDS. It's just like, what the hell is wrong? I'm not treating unvaccinated people, they didn't submit. People are just like, yeah, you're right, it's true, it's their fault that we're locked down right now. People are just, these are the doctors. These are the doctors, ladies and gentlemen. Not stupid American, not stupid, you know, ignorant whatever, nobodies. People have been to school for like 10 years. The most rigorous training in the history of humanity. And through it, their mind has been molded into a vessel for stupidity, I suppose. The reason most healthcare workers took vaccines is they had appropriate research and FDA approval. They're mandating that we participate in this clinical trial with little research and no long-term studies. Biden announced today that healthcare professionals working with Medicare and Medicaid patients must be vaccinated. My employer is terminating any unvaccinated employee on the 1st of October. I'm leaving healthcare after 25 years of nursing and working in the front lines during the entire pandemic. I've been taking hydroxychloroquine for over a year and have worked in the ER during the SARS pandemic. I still don't know where this will lead, but I'm praying this is not the collapse of our entire medical system. Julia Harbeck says, my friend is a skilled surgical tech. Today was her last day. She won't be forced into a clinical trial drug against her wishes. My old hospital is already critically understaffed, and she is one of many. People saying, I agree with you completely. You should not be forced to take the vaccine you don't consent for. Concerned that they're still in clinical trials, according to the EUA fact sheet on each shot, and we are promoting them like they have been studied for years and years. Why are we putting our reputations and careers on the line when we lie and say safe and effective over and over, disregarding all the real-life data out there? Dr. Mel says, I think a new concern now will be the third shot. It seems a large percentage of people reported a more severe reaction after their second shot. Will the third shot cause these people even more of a reaction? That's thinking for yourself, Dr. Mel. Julia Harbeck responds, wouldn't these adverse reactions be considered an allergy? How many of us would knowingly insist a patient have a medication that they've shown to be allergic to? Will they be forced to take them? So it just goes on and on and on and on. It's nice to see that so many medical professionals understand the risks and understand the threat that they're under and are contributing to the resistance of this unnatural and unlawful imposition, you know, with their expertise. But again, it's just like, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't make it easy for them. Don't leave your job. If you got to get forced out, make them force you out. Make them drag you out of that building with security. Film it happen. Do not quit. Stop quitting. Stop giving up. You've given 25 years of your life to this and one bureaucratic order and you give up? Stand up and fight. We need you, damn it.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. You say you want to fight tyranny. You say you want to fund the Second American Revolution. I know you do. That's why you're here. So I'm encouraging all of you watching and listening right now to understand that there are really two places in the media that don't back down and that tell the truth, that have great products that are self-funded. And that's InfoWarsStore.com, with the supplements, the books, the films, the water filters, the air filters, all of it, and Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. When you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Alex, you get the very best deals he's got, 66% off, up to that, on shoes and beds and sheets and towels and pillows. The list goes on and on, made right here in America, a 360 win. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Alex for the best discounts out there. They profit shares with us and helps fund the InfoWar, and continue to shop at InfoWarStore.com, because we're sponsored by patriots like you, and we're thankful, and we will never back down to the globalists. So thank you so much for your support.
There's one central fact of criminal psychology that criminologists all agree on, and that it's criminals are extremely pathological, even more than the general public. They do the same things over and over again, and criminals like to commit the same types of crimes over and over again. Well, guess what? It was Anthony Fauci and eugenicist globalists that ran the rollout of HIV and the mistreatment of it with AZT and other chemicals that actually killed more people than HIV. And they were the ones involved in viral research of viruses that would actually go attack the T lymphocytes in the body and create autoimmune disorders. The problem for them was the viruses would then break down and would be non-lethal down the road. That's why they need to roll out the COVID-19 and the vaccine. Because now they admit the COVID-19 vaccine destroys your immune system, basically giving you the equivalent of HIV. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
It is through our five senses that we are kept fascinated and hypnotized by the lies we are told. And the only way to see through this illusion is with our higher senses, which is why fluoridated water is a big problem. Consuming too much fluoride forms phosphate crystals around the pineal gland and shuts down its natural functions. Natural functions which have been known for millennia. The Hindu chakras align with the endocrine system. The chakra aligned with the pineal gland is the third eye, also described as the seat of the soul. The pineal gland is what connects us to higher levels of consciousness and otherwise unseen dimensions of reality. Fluoride-free water is essential to keeping our pineal gland healthy. Our water filtration systems with the proper filters will keep your drinking water fluoride-free, and the ProPure showerhead will seal the deal. Get them both today for yourself or a friend at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
O Lord of hosts, be with us, for we have none other help in times of adversity but thee.
Well, folks, it's quite a long list of things that the American public has to deal with right now. Of course, there's the pandemic that was released by our medical professionals in coordination with communist China. That's a big one. But even bigger than that, of course, is the limits to our freedom that are being justified by that pandemic. At the same time, we have completely open borders with just millions of foreigners pouring across completely unabated, being given envelopes full of cash and released deeper into the country with no foreseeable court date. We have teachers using their position as authority to force children into their political agenda, which often includes forcible castration of the underage. We've got just mindlessness and chaos on every side. And we also have the opioid epidemic. Don't forget about that. Possibly one of the most deadly ongoing events of human history. Tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands, devastated, not by their own choice in most cases, not because they wanted to get a fix and went down to the local crack house to, you know, score some goods, but because they were prescribed something by their doctor who they trusted. A little did they know, the doctor and the pharmaceutical companies were in cahoots to make just copious amounts of money by prescribing you highly addictive, highly dangerous, deadly, and really, you know, unquittable drugs at doses that you don't require and almost guarantee your slavish addiction. It's like they don't trust the healthcare system anymore. Yeah, gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. And just like COVID-19, just like so many of the issues that we deal with here today, this was not an accident. This was not a random freak occurrence. This is not something that was inevitable or unexpected or natural and without human input. This was decisions being made by people with names and faces and addresses. This was a deliberate plot. This was a well-orchestrated, well-executed destruction of huge swaths of this country, which has caused so much death. It's actually been cited as one of the main causes as to why the white population in America declined for the first time in the entirety of this country. So literally a genocidal endeavor being carried out by pharmaceutical companies and doctors and insurance companies and other executives. Again, not something we just have to accept. Now it was a hurricane. Well, what are you going to do? Punish God? You know, nothing you can do about that. But there's something we can do about this. There are people living lives right now who have caused all of this and have made out like bandits because of it. One of the primary movers of this is the Sackler family. Well, now these, I don't even know what to call them. I don't even know what to call them. Just unimaginably confident scumbags of the Sackler family have really gone above and beyond. A scion of the Sackler family, the billionaire owners of Purdue Pharma, vowed in court on Tuesday that the family would walk away from a $4.5 billion pledge to help communities nationwide that have been devastated by the opioid epidemic, unless a judge grants it immunity from all current and future civil claims associated with the company. So they kill hundreds of thousands of people. They destroy entire communities. They leave hundreds of thousands more in state of chemical dependency for the rest of their lives and horrific pain should they ever stop receiving the pills from their doctor's office. So a pittance, $4.5 billion to just repair some measure of the destruction they've caused. And they're saying, no, we won't pay that unless you give us total immunity from any other lawsuits going forward in the future. The chutzpah on these people. Really shocking, I'd have to say. Absent that broad release from liability, said David Sackler, 41, a former board member and grandson of one of the founders, the family would no longer support the deal that the parties have painstakingly negotiated over 2 years to settle thousands of opioid lawsuits brought by states, cities, tribes, and other plaintiffs. We need a release that is sufficient to get our goals accomplished, and if the release fails to do that, then we will not support it, Mr. Sackler said. He declared this during the fourth day of fractious testimony in the confirmation hearing for the bankruptcy plan of Purdue Pharma, whose misleading marketing of the prescription painkiller OxyContin was seen as largely igniting the opioid epidemic. Instead, he said he believed the Sacklers would resume fighting all the cases to their final outcomes, a process that would be inordinately costly and protracted for everyone involved. So they've already spent 2 years negotiating this. God knows how much taxpayer money has gone into just getting to where we are now. And now they're threatening to just unilaterally pull out of this deal unless we give them more. Just a blatant extortion technique, right? Oh, you've just gone through this for 2 years. You've had to pay millions of dollars, all these lawyers, all this work. We'll burn it all. We'll throw it all away and we'll make it even harder and we'll set up 10 more years of contentiousness unless you just give us what we want. It's so easy to just give us what we want. It's a little indemnity. Just a little immunity. That's so easy, isn't it? Rather than go through all of this stuff of having to fight us, just give us immunity. You know, like the messenger in 300, just a little water and sand, that's all. It's so much harder to fight, right? Just give in. Despicable scumbags. My God. My God. They should be begging to give us money. They should be begging for contrition. They should be begging for their lives, to be quite honest with you. They didn't give the American people that chance. American people died in agony because of their actions. By the tens of thousands. Why should we give these people any consideration whatsoever? The Sackler's $4.5 billion pledge is the centerpiece of the settlement plan, and without it, the deal will almost certainly collapse. I'd love to know how many more billions of dollars they made. This is what always happens. You have Wells Fargo or Citigroup or some, you know, bank having some illegal operation they're running. They make $100 billion off it. The FCC finds out, or whoever finds out and goes and punishes them, and they pay like $100 million in restitution, right? It's like, oh, wow, they really learned their lesson. They only made $99 billion off that. They certainly won't do that again, right? So God only knows the billions of dollars they earned, but they were willing through this extended negotiation to pay $4.5 billion, again, just to repair some of the damage that they did. They paid over 9 to 10 years to begin with the extraordinary, to cover the extraordinary cost of the addiction crisis that contributed to the deaths of more than 500,000 Americans since the late 1990s. So why are these people not just in jail? Like, why are these people not just being tried and given capital punishment? Why are we negotiating with them at all? All of their money belongs to us now, and we give it out to the people who have been affected by opioids. Oh God, no. I mean, can you imagine? Oh, can you imagine if we had a justice system that worked? I'll tell you, George Soros recently came out and said Xi Jinping was the biggest threat to humanity or whatever. Say what you want about the communist Chinese. If the Sackler family was Chinese, they would be swinging right now. That's what China does to its billionaires who hurt its people. It's just like, we just get nothing, right? It's just billionaires poisoning our people to the tune of 500,000 Americans, right? So the opioid epidemic, 5 times the number of Americans killed than COVID, even in their highest, fear-mongering, everybody who came in hit by lightning, it actually was a COVID death sort of numbers. Still, just a fifth of what the opioid epidemic did. Well, we'll destroy our economy. We'll mask little children. We'll deny healthcare to unvaccinated people. We'll do anything it takes to stop this. When it comes to opioids, we can't even punish the people that are the ones who carried it out. It's pretty despicable. They will, however, be allowed to remain involved in their considerable international pharmaceutical companies through which they can continue to produce and market opioids for up to 7 years until the companies are sold and cede the litigation payments. Another signature feature would be a public repository for more than 30 million documents from Purdue and Sackler so that academics and scholars and families of victims and everyone can look at these documents and understand what can happen when there's fraud and how intense and how long that fraud can go on. Again, not accidents, not mistakes. This is fraud. These were liars whose lies got 500,000 people killed, and now they're saying they won't even pay a pittance to undo some of the damage without being completely indemnified against any further punishment. Utterly unacceptable. The chutzpah of this people must be punished to the full extent of the law, if that is even far enough, folks. That's going to do it for us, finishing out American Journal. I'm going to be on vacation tomorrow, so I won't be here. We'll have a wonderful guest host instead. But remember, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. That is on sale, back in stock now. Vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, CoQ10, many more vital ingredients. 33% off. Buy it now.